This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 413 for Tuesday, May 31st. I'm Phil Frantz Workington. The ICE Futures canola market is narrowly mixed Tuesday morning, finding some support from Chicago soy oil as activity resumes in the U.S. after the Memorial Day holiday. Canola up $2 to down $2. July up $2.20 at $1,188.40 per ton. New crop November, it's down 40 cents at $1,073. European rapeseed futures were up in overnight activity, with strength in crude oil supportive for world vegetable oil markets in general. However, Malaysian palm oil moved lower, while recent strength in the Canadian dollar also weighed on canola values. Uncertainty over Canadian production kept some caution in the market, as persistent rains in the eastern prairies continued to delay seeding in the region. Meanwhile, crops in the western parts of the prairies could use more moisture. In the U.S., soybeans are mixed, mostly lower in the front months, while corn and wheat are both down. Soybeans, the July contract down 7 cents now at $17.24 per bushel. New crop November down only 0.75 cents. The European Union has agreed in principle to ban 90% of Russian oil imports for the next 6 months. That accounted for some strength in world energy markets today, and soy oil was mostly higher, although meal was down and beans themselves were taking more direction from the meal side of the products. The U.S. soybean crop is estimated to be about two-thirds seeded. That'd be in line with the five-year average, but well off last year's pace. Farmers in most regions still have another 10 days to get the crop in the ground before insurance deadlines. Brazil's soybean harvest is nearing completion, but southern regions still need some drier weather to finish off. Corn futures, they are weaker in sympathy with larger losses in wheat. July corn down 8 cents at $7.68 per bushel. Good seeding weather has allowed U.S. farmers to make some planting progress over the past week, with only about 10% of intended corn acres left to go in the ground. Wheat futures are lower across the board. Minneapolis spring wheat down 19 cents in the July contract at $12.85 per bushel. Kansas City down 36 cents in July at $11.98 per bushel. And Chicago wheat, it's down 41 cents in the July contract at $11.15 per bushel. Talk that Russia will allow grain exports to leave Ukraine accounted for some of the selling pressure. Forecasts calling for a good monsoon season in India were also bearish. However, the spring wheat seeding delays in North America provided some support, limiting the losses in the Minneapolis futures. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Tuesday, May 31st. In Winnipeg for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Frantz Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.